it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
There is someone here that throughout the new year, he or she will just be singing. Now if you are that one, shout the loudest hallelujah you ever shouted. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you read the story from verse 1 to 25, the Bible tells us of a king surrounded by enemies that were too strong for him. Three mighty kings were about to swallow up this one king. And then this king began to praise God. And quickly, seven things happened to him. God fought for him. Number two, God decided to get involved in his case. Three, God confused his enemies. Four, the enemies eliminated themselves. Five, the wealth of the enemies were transferred to this king. Six was that he suffered for one day, but he was rewarded with 3 days of supernatural abundance. Number seven, he sang a new song. There is somebody here tonight. Beginning from now, God will be involved in your case. Number two, God will fight for you. Number three, God will confuse your enemies. Number four, your enemies will eliminate themselves. Number five, the wealth of your enemies will be transferred to you. Number six, for all the sufferings you have ever suffered, God will give you triple reward. Number seven, you will sing a new song. Who is the fellow that I'm talking to here tonight? Then I want you to do what King Jehoshaphat did. For 3 minutes, forget everybody else. You are the one who knows why you came. Others came to watch. You have come so that your life will never be the same again. So for 3 minutes, I want you to praise the Almighty God. Just forget everybody else. Sing unto him. Praise him. Adore him. Magnify his holy name. Just go ahead and worship the Almighty God. If you want to clap unto him, clap unto him. If you want to sing unto him, sing unto him. If you want to dance before him, dance before him. If you want to just sing a new song unto him, go ahead, compose your own song. If you want to just go on saying, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord, just go ahead, praise him. Magnify his holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the I am that I am. Worship him until he becomes involved in your case. Praise him until he decides to fight your battles for you. Praise him until he will bring confusion into the camp of your enemies. Praise him until your enemies will eliminate themselves. Praise him until all the wealth of your enemies are transferred into you. Praise him until you get triple reward for everything you had ever suffered in life. Praise him until he puts a new song in your mouth. Go ahead, praise him. I'm not asking you to praise a man, I'm asking you to praise the Almighty God. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the I am that I am. Praise the unchangeable Lord. Praise the Alpha. Praise the Omega. Praise the beginning. Praise the ending. Praise the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come. Praise the Almighty. Praise the one whose name is wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, praise him like we've never done before. Praise the Rock of Ages, praise the Bright and Morning Star, praise the one who is glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Praise him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. Magnify his holy name. Lift him high. Tell him there's no one like him. Praise the beautiful one. The holy one. The powerful one. The glorious one. The faithful one. The unchangeable changer. Praise him. The source of all things. Praise the Lord of hosts. Praise the one who had never lost a battle. Praise the I am that I am. Praise him. Praise Jehovah El Shaddai. Praise Jehovah El Shalom. Praise Jehovah El Nisi. Praise Jehovah Jireh. Praise Jehovah Shammah. Praise him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be magnified. It's worthy to be glorified. Magnify his holy name. Praise him. Praise him. Oh yes, go ahead, just magnify his holy name. It's going to do marvelous things in our lives tonight. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Rando remo kotonde remanka shanta. Blessed be your holy name, my Lord. You're wonderful. You are good. You are kind. You are faithful. You are glorious. You are holy. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Oh, what a great God you are. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your majestic holiness. Blessed be your name, Lord God Almighty. What a wonderful God you are.
Thank you, Father.
Only you, my Father and my God, could do marvelous things. You're the one who can make the impossible possible. You're the Ancient of Days. Oh, we bless your holy name. The Bright and Morning Star. You are the unchangeable Lord. We bless your name. You made the heavens. You made the earth. Oh, I will forever glorify your name. Thank you, my Daddy. Blessed be your holy name. Be glorified forever, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Ramonde Remo Koshiki Renda Makatanda. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a faithful God you are. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Amen.
There is none holy as the Lord, as the Lord. There is none beside thee, beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord, holy as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord, as the Lord. There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is no one holy as the Lord. Father, we just want to adore you.
Baba, I beg you by you.
King of glory.
Abba, go.
You're wonderful. There's no one like
you.
You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are better than the best. You are stronger than the strongest. You are richer than the richest. You are older than the oldest. You are wiser than the wisest. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Father, glory be to your holy name. Tonight, just glorify your name. In salvation, in healings, in deliverance, in miracles, in signs and wonders, just glorify your holy name. And bless every one of us. At the end of it all, take all the glory and give us all the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout another hallelujah.
God
bless you all. God bless
you all.
I welcome all of you to this very, very special occasion. And I'm welcoming in particular those of you who are watching us all over the world, live on television.
Internet.
I want you to know that today you are going to have an encounter with the Almighty God.
Mo fẹ kẹ mọ daju daju pe loni yi gangan.
And the Almighty God will heal you, He will deliver you, He will prosper you. And for the benefits of those who do not know it, the first Friday of every month we have the Holy Ghost service here, and you are welcome to come and experience God. More than 12 years ago, God spoke to me. I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but God is my daddy, and I hear from Him once in a while. God spoke to me and said, son, one day the president of this nation will worship here. I told my people, and they smiled. He said, amen. With God, all things are possible. Which is a polite way of saying, go on dreaming. But I knew who spoke to me. I know his voice. So I went ahead.
Once it tested, what you did now?
And built a presidential lodge.
Lati ko ileka ti yo ye fun are lati desi.
More than 12 years ago.
O ti ju odun meji la lo bayi.
When my people saw me building the house.
Nigba ti awon eniyan ton ri wa tan ko ile na.
They thought what's wrong with him now.
Won wa wo pe ki lo ba baba ja bayi.
Because I think this was during the Babangida era.
Ah ni akoko Babangida ni.
Or maybe anyway, say fairly long time ago.
Oh, ti pe bayi na.
Anyway, so we built the house.
Asi ko ile yi.
And then of course, no president came.
I could let see are kankan to wa.
Babangida didn't come.
Babangida o yabi.
Abacha didn't come.
Abacha o ti le fe se you will be rara.
All the others that followed didn't come.
Gbogbo an to tele won bakan na ko se ni kankan to yabi.
And then some of my people came to me and said,
Adie ninu awon eniyan wi pada wa ba mi lati wa so wi pe
this beautiful house is lying waste.
Ile to rewa to tobi yi o nsofo lo.
Why don't you move in?
You know, data if Baba Wada, Kuku, Kosinu, Rekama, Bebe.
After all, you are our own president.
Ah, but let Jerry Pamon, that you got to be in the Aretiwa.
And I'm sure they said it to say to, well, you miss it this time, so.
Mosi Mope, Onton, Sonny, on the Ronnie Wibe, Baba, let that Timba was starting, but you will let you, could have been the pay, Omunadoko.
I said, no, the one who will use it is coming.
I was down, you pay Rarao. I want to continue laying to repair Nitoma and Lombo.
Well, he came.
I do Palawalano
at long last.
Was it wa?
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
And I can go get hallelujah.
Now, I told you that to tell you this.
Most I lay for you, shall you keep at least I lay for you.
Every promise that God had given to you shall come to pass.
Amen. Gbogbo ileri ti Olorun ti se fun opata ni yo se.
I did hear your amen to that.
Yo ba mi re fi eleyi.
Now some of my children have said,
they know am mi ti so wi pe
the reason people don't take me seriously when I said God said.
Idi ti opolopo won fi mu oro mi ni okugudun nigbati ba so wi pe Olorun so wi pe
it's because I don't shake and jerk and jump when before I say it.
Oni dinna ni uke baba eh ki gbori ridiri ke fo soke ke dale ru die ke to so pe Olorun so wi pe
that if you will probably say yeah and then my children hear me if you don't say something maybe we may believe it is from God.
Wi pe baba to ba je wi pe ena ma ma so wi pe ha ke ma gbon riri die ki esi so wi pe eyin omo mi e tetisile ah boya abre si tetisile
I said but it is how I hear it that I relate it.
One man so fun wi pe bi mo ba se gbo be na mo se ma nso.
When God said let there be light, he didn't shake.
Nigba to Olorun so na lo re wi pe je ki imole ki o wa Olorun o gbon riri.
And yet there was light.
Imole si wa.
And there will be light in your life from now on. And I want you to pay attention to what God is going to say to you tonight. Because this is the night that your life will change completely. May I tell you one or two other things that God had said? How many of you want to hear? Very soon.
Like
heads of states from all over the world
will
come here to worship. If you like, you can say the amen like my people said it some years ago, but while you are still alive, it will come to pass. You can write it down. Nigeria is going to become the Christian Mecca of the world.
Nigeria yi yo di Mecca ti Christiani ni gbogbo agbaye.
You want to hear more?
E tu fe gbọ si ibi?
Are you sure?
Je da loju.
This nation Nigeria.
Orilede Nigeria yi
is going to become the greatest nation of the whole world.
Oni oni o di orilede ti o ga ju ni gbogbo agbaye.
No, not in technology.
He asked, anybody, am I wrong?
No, we're not talking about going to the moon.
Asked, anybody, I'm lost in Oshuba.
But my daddy told me.
Shuba, Baba, Miss Afumi.
Clearly.
Toye Kodoro.
That one day,
ajaka,
when you go abroad,
Toba Lassioku,
and you say you are a Nigerian,
Toba Sayuka Borilla, the Nigerian, yeah?
People will bow.
Why?
Because they will know that God lives here. I said they will know that God lives in
Nigeria.
If you believe that, say amen. Now I know that one may be something for the future. May I tell you something about what God has said that is going to happen before the sun rises today? Not less than 100,000 people will be healed here tonight. Now, we have only about 2 hours to wait to see whether that is true or not.
And
let me assure you, Daddy has spoken.
Baba ti soro.
And it's going to come to pass. So if you are one of those believing God for healing, you better begin to rejoice. Thank you, Father.
Baba,
Daddy says just now that we're going to do something. Now by the time we finish doing it, the first 10,000 will receive their healing. And what is the thing that he wants us to do? Very simple. He just wants us to shout one big hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Thank you very much. God bless you. John chapter 9. John chapter
9.
We will just read 2 verses. And then we will go into the word of God briefly. And as you used to see, say, we shall see what we shall see. John chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. Then again called they the man that was blind. And said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Somebody will go home today saying, once I was blind, now I see. And
We want to talk very briefly on the theme of this Congress, a new song. Man is a singer. As you can see, even when you are a president, you still sing. If you're a messenger, you sing. A man will sing when he's happy. Or sing when he's sad. We sing at weddings. We sing at funerals. And when you listen to the song of a man, you can tell what is his condition. When you hear somebody singing, "We shall overcome, we shall overcome one day," you know he has just lost a battle. If two teams went to play a football match, and one team is returning singing, winner, oh, winner, you don't need to ask them whether they won or lost. You will know they have won. How many of you will sing the song of victory here today? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. We once had a house help. And in our own house, whenever we want to have fellowship, we ask everybody to make suggestion of choruses. And this girl was always making just the same suggestion. Our God is mighty. The fire is burning the bush is not burnt. That's the only song she ever sang. But one day it just occurred to me, you better listen to the song of this girl. Who is the fire burning that the bush is not consumed? So I called her aside. What's your problem? And she told how that the parents were in heavy debt. And that's why they had to stop her education and she became a house help. So God helped one way or the other and the debt was paid. The second day after the debt was paid, and we asked the girl to give a chorus, the song changed. He has done it for me. 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 What my father could not do, he has done it for me. That will be the song of somebody here tonight.
Amen.
I said that will be your song here tonight.
Amen.
So when we talk about a new song, there are several implications. One, it means there was an old song. You can't be talking of a new song when there was not an old song. There was an old song. Then something happened. And situations changed. As a result of which, a new song is born. Today, something new is going to happen in your life. Now, if you won't say amen, then I won't pray for you.
I said
something new will happen in your life.
Amen.
In the story of the text that we read, there was a man who was born blind. For 40 years, he was in darkness. With all the attendant problems. He was not just a sick man, he was incurably sick because he was born without eyes. And because he was blind and couldn't see, he was in bondage to darkness. And in those days, they had no schools for the blind. So in everything, you could call this man a failure. And year in, year out, he was stagnant. He was just on the same spot. I don't need to begin to tell you that he was there in automatically a poor man.
In
it wasn't that he was blind because his eyes were bad. He had no eyes at all.
And
so his future was bleak. There was no possibility that he could ever see. I don't need to tell you then that a man with all this problem was very sad. Then one day he met Jesus. And Jesus took an interest in him. Today you are going to meet with Jesus. And he's going to take an interest in your case.
Amen.
And Jesus changed everything. There were some funny people who said, "Oh no, you didn't get a miracle. You are not the one who was blind, it was all a gimmick." Okay, well, looking at you, you look as if you are the one, but then we are not sure it is Jesus who healed you. Because we know that this Jesus you are talking about is a sinner. And the man said, "Well, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I know. Once I was blind, but now I see." When you go home with your miracle, in the mighty name of Jesus, you'll be able to tell people who ask you. I don't know what you think about miracles, but one thing I can tell you is, I got my own. How many of you will get your own miracles tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. So when this man said, "I was blind, but now I see." Thank you, Father. Among the people that God is healing, the Lord said, "There is someone here with unusual heaviness in the head. It's as if your head has some concrete inside of it. The Almighty God has taken care of that. And God says, there is someone here tonight." He said, I should just tell you, I will transfer the weapons of your enemy over to you." The Lord said, I hope I will be allowed to preach. The Lord said, "There is a man here.
who had the voice box of a girl. Voice box of a girl. When you talk, people will think it's a girl speaking, but you are a man. You can talk now, ask the people next to you to check. God has changed your voice box. When this man said, once I was blind, but now I see, his statement was pregnant with meaning. He could say, I was sick, but now I am healed. And this morning, some of you will go home saying exactly that.
Amen. It
could be saying, I was in bondage to darkness, but now, thank God, I am free. As you are going home this morning, that will be the song of some of you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a family here. Premature death is very common in the family. Daddy asked me to tell you it will no longer happen.
Amen.
And the Lord said, there's someone here today. He said, I should just tell you. He said, I will help you carry your burden.
Amen.
This blind man who could see was saying, I was a failure, but now I will succeed. And I prophesied to somebody here this morning. An end has come to failure in your life.
Amen.
This man could be saying, I was stagnant, but now I can make progress. And I'm saying to somebody here today, because you came, your promotion will be accelerated.
Amen.
Bent or turned right or left. Check, please. Your neck is normal now. The Lord said there is someone here. There is a pain inside your neck as if fire is burning
there.
The Lord asked me to tell you he has put out the fire. Oh, thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here. He said, tonight will mark the beginning of shouts of joy in your family.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a lady here. You were born even without a womb. And as a result, since the time you were born, you have never menstruated. Daddy asked me to ask you to check that your pant is already getting wet. You've got a new womb. This time next year, you will come with your baby. So this man was saying, I was poor, but now I am going to be rich. I decree that from now on, poverty will become a stranger to you.
Amen.
Oh my God. The Lord said, There is a woman here asking, God, when shall I hold my own grandchild? God asked me to tell you, next year,
you will hold your grandchild.
Oh, grandma, mama, redani.
The Lord said, there is someone here. Your heart is damaged beyond repairs.
That's
what the doctors told you.
And
they said that it's only a heart transplant that can solve your problem. And he asked me to tell you he has given you a new heart. How will you know? You will feel a sudden surge of strength. You can listen to your heart by just placing your hand there, and you find that the rhythm is absolutely smooth now. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here. He said, I should tell you, stop hating your in-laws and I will promote you. I think you better listen to that. So this man could be saying, my future was bleak. But now I can look forward with hope to a better tomorrow. And according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, every one of you who will have an encounter with Jesus today, because the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory, I hereby decree that your tomorrow will be alright.
Amen.
Maybe you better declare that one to your neighbor and say, my tomorrow will be alright. Yeah, my tomorrow will be alright. Oh my Lord. The Lord said there is someone here. Water one way or the other got lodged inside your
ear,
and as a result it affected your stability when you walk. Lord asked me to tell you, if you like you can walk now. He has taken the water out. In fact, he says there is someone here, one ear is completely deaf. The Lord asked me to tell you, he has given you two new ears now. The Lord said there is someone here. You're going to hear good news from afar.
Amen.
So this man could be saying, I was sad, but now I am full of joy. And I'm decreeing that from today, you too will be saying, my sorrows are gone forever.
Amen.
This man could be saying something entirely different from the one we have considered. It could be saying, I was a problem, but now I can become a solution. A blind beggar definitely is a problem. Because if you give him money, it's a problem to you. Because the money you gave him, you could have used it for something else. If you don't give him money, it's a problem to you. Because your conscience will probably be telling you, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. But when God opens the eye of this man, you know he will no longer have to beg. And the one who had become a problem can now become a solution. Everyone here today, who is a burden either to your family or to your friends.
In the
mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will become a blessing. You will become a blessing.
Amen. Oh, the orisi bugun.
You know, a beggar lives for himself alone.
Sheni alagbe man o man gbegbe saye fara re nikan.
He just managed to survive by whatever they give him.
Onko to ba ti ri na ara e ori ara e nole.
A beggar receives, he never gives.
Sheni alagbe man gba ki fun ni.
Years ago we had a house help.
Ni odume lo gbose yan ni omo odo kan.
And I heard the other people in the house calling her by a name they gave to her.
I want you to listen. When you look at that,
when I heard the name, I was disturbed and I was upset.
I think that you were calling her dustbin.
They were calling her dustbin.
Wang Beni Ibi Kolesi.
How could you call a human being dustbin?
Wow, lo de ta fin pe ni ani bi Kolesi.
Oh, they said he's the only one in this house who receives and never gives. Any extra piece of meat, we'll get it. Half bottle of coke, she will get it. Always receiving, never giving. Beginning from now, in the mighty name of Jesus, none of you will qualify as dustbin anymore. God himself will change your situation so that you will cease to be just a receiver and you become a giver. You will cease to live for yourself alone and you will begin to live to serve others. Those who live for themselves alone never amount to anything. But those who live to serve others, they are the ones who will become great. Jesus Christ said, whoever wants to be the chief among you, let him be the servant of all.
Jesus Christ,
the grace to serve, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. I should expect a bigger amen to that one. There are many of us who could have gotten the problem of this nation solved years ago. If instead of receiving, we start giving. And that's why we have spent so much time during this Congress teaching you how to start your own business, how to begin small-scale farming. Not only will you be able to stand on your own, you will become employers of labor in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. There's
somebody here, God said, that when you make a very little effort, you begin to pant. Lord asked me to tell you he has healed you so you can run, you can jump, you can do whatever you like.
Amen.
Now. Oh, Daddy says there's someone here. The doctors have told you that your liver is shrinking. That is what is responsible for your progressive weakness. Well, you've got a new liver now. Congratulations. The Lord said there is someone here. He said, water have been accumulating in your lungs, according to the doctors.
You pay gege bi iroyin ta dokita fun o. You pay ninu edo foro re pe omi tin ko rajo sibe.
My daddy asked me to tell you he has withdrawn all the waters and sealed the link.
Oh, si so ba ifu Oluwa ni o ti fa omi ninu edo foro yi kuro. O si ti di ibi to n gba wole.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is someone here. He said, I should just tell you and you will understand. He said, I will give you a breath of fresh air.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is a student here. That whenever you get into the examination hall, it's as if your brain becomes paralyzed. Everything you have learned, you will forget completely. Lord asked me to tell you that is over now. That is over now. I want to preach, but that is healing. Which one do you prefer?
Now
you will say healing. He's doing both anyway. The Lord said there is someone here. A brother who was born with only one testicle. And the Lord asked me to tell you to check now. There are two. Thank you, Father.
Baba,
now, the Lord said there is someone here. He said, what is hindering you from worshiping him freely has been removed.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said there is somebody who is worried because you are about to take a very crucial examination. Lord asked me to tell you, you will pass. Now, on a deeper note, just like my son-in-law who preached before me said,
Gagabi, no, Ambabawa, Tokokowa, Sutisa.
When this man said, I was blind, but now I see. The word see here could have another meaning apart from ordinary, the eyes opening and then you are able to see things. You know, if somebody has been trying to explain something to you,
and
suddenly it becomes clear. You will say, oh, I see. In other words, I now understand. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18. The Bible talks about eyes of understanding. I prayed for you today that your eyes of understanding will be opened. The Bible says the entrance of thy words giveth light. That when suddenly you begin to understand the word of God, you are moved out of darkness into light. And understanding, getting a revelation from the word of God can move you tremendously out of darkness into light. What I mean is, when you read the word of God, you may get information. But suddenly, God once in a while will illuminate a word to you that will bring you revelation.
Sugbon,
That is why when we come to the Holy Ghost services, we don't just pray. We study the Word of God because there is tremendous advantage from revelation. Let me share one or two of these revelations with you. Because it changed my life, so I believe it will change your lives too. John 15 verse 5. Jesus Christ said, I am the vine and you are the branches.
Jesus Christ said, we emi ni a ajara ṣugbọn eyin ni eka.
I read that passage like everybody would have read it.
Mo ma n ka ise oro Olorun yi gege bi gbogbo eyan se ba ka.
Until one day I got a revelation.
Titi di ojo kan nigba ti Olorun fun mi ni isipaya kan.
If he is the branch, if it's the vine, and I am the branch, since the same fluid that is in the vine flows into the branch, it follows that the blood that flows in Jesus Christ is the one flowing in me.
Oh, what do you mean by you pay? You get on your new Jesus Christ. Oh, no, no, you know me.
It follows, therefore, that any sickness that cannot stay in the body of Jesus Christ cannot stay in my body.
You know what do you mean by you pay? I saw Kaiser.
I got that revelation almost 30 years ago. I have not visited the hospital ever since. If you will receive that one today, before you leave this campground, every sickness that was not recorded in the body of Jesus,
we
get out of you. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I will give you another revelation. You know, some years ago, I think about many years now. Anyway, several years ago, I went to launch our church in Zambia. And I ate some of their food and it didn't go well with my stomach. That first night, I think I went to the toilet about 23 times. Suddenly, what am I going to do? I prayed and I just kept on going to the toilet. And then I got a revelation from Mark 16, verse 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. And they will lay hands on the sick. They will recover. If they eat any deadly thing, it will harm them. Oh. My stomach is the one running. I am the one commanded to lay hands on the sick. There's nobody to lay hands on me. So I lay hands on myself. It is written, I shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed. Adeboye, I lay hands on you. Be well.
So I put my hand on my stomach. Stomach, hear the word of God. It is written, if I eat any deadly thing, it won't harm me. So be quiet, stomach. And that was the end of the problem. Why don't you lay hand on yourself straight away? And just say, I lay hand on myself in faith. And I command every sickness in my body, get out. In Jesus' name. And it will be so in Jesus' mighty name. And I made another discovery that I shared with some of my friends who are businessmen. And change their business. You know, they go about as Christians. Quoting Proverbs 13 verse 22. The wealth of sinners are laid up for the just. Which is true. But then if that is true, will you now walk to the sinner and say, I want your money to come over to me? And he won't fight. The Bible itself says clearly that when a strong man armed keeps his house, his goods are safe.
Only ti okunrin alagbara kan ti o kun fun awon ohun ija ti o ba so ile re gbogbo eru re patapata ni yo wa ni abi abo.
But if a stronger man should come,
sugbon ti okunrin kan ti o lagbara ju lo ba wa,
and then overpower him,
ti o si lubole,
then he can spoil his house.
Na na o le ko awon eru re lo.
Businessman, you better hear me. Business is spiritual warfare.
There
are many of us who will wake up in the morning, we want to go to our business, and we will pray for 2 minutes and go. You want to compete with somebody who is loaded with juju? Who has been awake since 5 o'clock chanting incantations? And then you woke up in the morning and said, well, good morning, Jesus. I'm busy today. I will see you in the evening. Let me tell you the truth. The sinner is not going to release his wealth with a soft hand. The word of God says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent have taken it by force. How many of you believe that very soon you will prosper mightily? You better check your prayer life. And the Almighty God will prosper you in Jesus' name. So when this man says, I was blind, but now I see, he was saying, I lacked understanding, but now I see. I have understanding now. Brethren, we are going into the new year with understanding. And our progress will be very, very rapid. The Lord said there is someone here today. You have no partner yet. But by December 2004, your CV will read, married and expecting.
Wipe mo loko mo laya mo si reti omo
by December 2004.
Ni osu kejila odun to nbo yi.
We will hear your testimony in Jesus' name.
Now
this man could also be saying,
I
was blind but now I see. Meaning that spiritually I was blind, but now God has opened my eyes. For years, Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church of Christ. But then one day God knocked him down. And suddenly his eyes were opened. And he saw that what he had been kicking against is what he will want to support. There might be some people here that for a long time they've been preaching to you, asking you to give your life to Jesus. And you have been resisting. I pray that God will open your eyes tonight in Jesus' name. I had a friend who told me that I shouldn't talk to him about giving his life to Jesus. He said, let me tell you the truth. I cannot do without girls in a day. And I know this, you're born again something. If I become a Christian now, you will ask me to stick to my wife alone. And I can't do it, so don't bother.
Oni ah, Timbasi.
After some time, he said, now listen, when I told him about what happened to Saul of Tarsus, he said, all right, tell God, if he really wants me to be saved, he should knock me down like he knocked Saul down. And God answered him. God knocked him down. And he found himself in
Igbobi.
With his back on the bed and his legs swinging. For 6 months he was there. And then I went to greet him and to pray for him. By now he was reading the Bible. And I said, what's happening? How can you are reading the Bible? Oh, he said, I'm born again now. You? But you can't do without girls. I said, by the way, of all these beautiful nurses, how many of them have you? You have been here for 6 months. He said, just pray that God will get me out of this. I pray that every one of you who have been toying with sin, God will open your eyes tonight in Jesus' name. I said, God will open your eyes to the danger of sin in Jesus' name. But the best song of all that I'm sure you will sing for the rest of your
life
is, I once was serving the devil, but now I am serving God. Paul said, I persecuted the church, but now I am an apostle.
Paul said,
That's the greatest song. That's the song I want every one of us to sing for the rest of our life. Healing, oh, don't worry about that. God has taken care of your sickness. You've had so many cases that I've been mentioning. There are several others I couldn't mention.
Prosperity,
don't worry about that. God will prosper you. Fruit of the womb, I promise you in the mighty name of Jesus, by this time next year, you'll be coming with your children.
Nipati omo bibi, ma se yo ara re lenu. Ni wo ye odun to nbo, mo fi da loji deruko Jesus Christ. Pe wo ati omo re ni o wa.
But the best thing of all.
So well, eyi to dara ju ni gbogbo re
is to begin to serve the Lord.
O na ni yu pe ka bere si si Olorun.
The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Ara Olorun so pe
take me for example. I was serving the devil. Some of you know my testimony. I was a sportsman. And my hobby was photography. You combine those two. In a young man, you have the table is set.
Are you better now?
For serious trouble. I had so many girlfriends, I didn't even know the number. And there was one that we did everything together.
Lashepapo.
I won't tell you the details even though I know you want to know.
Ah, ni so gbogbo re kule kule fun yin tori pe asimo pe e o fe gbo.
But after some time we parted.
Sugbon nigba to ya apiya.
She went away and I went my way.
O lo si ti re, mi na si lo si temi.
Years passed.
Odun si subu lori ara won.
I got married, she got married.
Mo la ya o na si loko.
And then as God will have it.
Gege bi Olorun se ma fe.
I found myself at the University of Ilorin.
Mo bara bi ni inu iwe ilewe University of Ilorin.
As a lecturer there.
Gege bi olukoni nibe.
And her husband was transferred to the town.
Bakana la si bi oko re wa si ilu Ilorin.
And now she had a baby that was born lame.
O si wa bi omo kan to yaro.
And somebody told her.
Eni kan si wa so fun.
By that time I was also looking after our church in Ilorin.
Nigba na mo si bere si boju to ijo Olorun ni Ilorin.
Ah, there's a pastor up there. If you take your child to him and he prays for the child will walk. So she came.
O si wa.
And met some people in the veranda.
O si ba won kan to joko niwaju office.
He said, I want to see the pastor.
Mo sha fe ri olusuagutan.
And they said, go in.
Won ni wole la.
So she came in.
O si wole wa.
And saw me.
O si ri mi.
And we greeted like, you know, old flames.
How are
you? A long time no see, this and
that.
Finally, she said,
I
want to see the pastor.
So I said,
can I help you?
She
said, I want to see the
pastor. I
said, I'm the pastor. She said,
you?
You the pastor?
I
said yes.
He
said you will pray and God will answer. Because once I was serving the devil. But when we prayed. And the child began to walk. She knew. That I have a new song. There is somebody here today. Beginning from now, you too will be singing a new song. I say you too will be singing a new song.
You'll
be singing a song of victory. A song of joy. A song of the power of the Most High God. You will leave this congress saying, I used to serve the devil, but now I'm serving the living God. I know some of you had given your life to Jesus Christ this evening, and I thank God for you.
lara wa ti yonda ye of Jesus Christ ni role yi mo dupe lawo Olorun fun eleyi.
But I know some of you came, many of you came later after that altar call.
Sugba o da mi loju wi pe opolopo wa lade leyin igba ti a se ipe si bi pepe yi wa.
If you are here tonight and you have never given your life to Jesus,
so ba wa ni ni asale yi to je pe o ti fi igba kankan yonda ye of Jesus Christ.
I want to give you an opportunity before we pray.
Mo fe fi anfani sile fun oge to gbadura.
There are several altars in the congregation.
Opolopo awon pepe kekeke lo wa kaakiri ni gbogbo ayika.
Find the altar that is nearest to you.
Aro ko wa ayika re ko wo pepe to ba sumo nibe.
You will see a flag flying over it, to a white flag.
Wa ni aso funfun kan to wa lara opo nibe.
If you want to give your life to Jesus, get up now and go to the altar that is nearest to you.
To ba fe fayira fun Jesus Christ di de bayi ko si lo si bi pe to ba sumo.
I'm going to count up to 10 to let me know, because I can't see the whole expanse of the congregation, but by time I say 10, I will assume that those of you who want to go to the altars are already there.
A fe ka eni de mewa lati mo wi pe oye yin te fe lo si bi pepe e ti de be tori pe a o le ri gbogbo okan bi tori pe bi se fe to.
The men of God who attend to you are already going to the altar now.
Awon re se Olorun awon ni to je pe won bere si da Olorun ni bi ti pepe na wa nkan awon na ti lo si be.
Some of them are already at the altar waiting.
Awon kan ti wa ni be saaju.
But if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ,
so ba fe faye da fun Jesus Christ,
if you want to be able to say, I didn't understand before but now I do,
iwo na ba fe le so wi bayi pe nigba ko oye oye wi sugbon bayi oye ti ye wi.
I was serving the devil, now but I want to serve God.
Nigba ko mo ti be si mo ti si satani sugbon bayi mo fe si Olorun.
Begin to come forward.
Ma jade baba yi.
If this altar is the closest one to you, then come to this altar.
To ba je ke ibi ta wa yi o lo sumo oju ma bo nibe.
If there's an altar nearer to you than this one, go to that one. And now I begin to count. One. If you have surrendered your life earlier this evening, you don't need to come again.
But there
might be few of you who came late. And you want to surrender your life to Jesus. Come now quickly. Two. Three. Four. Five. Just go to the nearest altar to you. If this one is too far from you, go to the one that is nearest to you. Six.
Eva.
Seven.
Eje.
By the time I get to 10, I will assume that those of you who are coming out, you are already at the altar closest to you.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Eleven. Those of you who are coming out to give your life to Jesus, or you're already out here, please lift your voice to the Almighty God and talk to Him. Tell Him, Lord, I mean business tonight. I have come to surrender my life to you. I want to serve you now for the rest of my life. Please save my soul. Forgive my sins. I didn't understand before, but now I do. Forgive me, O Lord, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. Please, the rest of us who are already sure of our salvation, stretch your hands towards these people and pray for them, that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls too. Pray for just 1 minute before we continue with the rest of the program. Their salvation is so crucial. Even if there's only one fellow left, God will still have waited for such a person.
So
please pray for these people. And if you are coming forward, hurry up, get to that altar very quickly now. And ask God for the salvation of your soul. Please, brethren, let's intercede for them for another
30
seconds. Let's pray for them that God who saved our souls will save their own souls also. That this day they will become children of the living God. Please pray for them for another 10 seconds. Intercede for these people. And if there's anyone that is still coming, you better run now because we are about to pray. Yes, thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father and my God, we want to thank you. Because you said that whosoever will come unto you, you will know wise cast out. Thank you that you have brought these people to yourself. Receive them in Jesus' name. Father, cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins, save their souls in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray that from now on, they will serve you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I rejoice with you. I promise you in the mighty name of Jesus that I will be praying for you. There's someone here tonight who's going to sing a new song. But that person is going to pray. And if you are that one, will you please stand on your feet? You're going to pray for yourself now. And these prayers are to be taken very seriously. By the time we finish, I promise you in the mighty name of Jesus, all your problems will be gone. And the first prayer we are going to pray is a shout of praise that will pull down every wall that could hinder our prayers tonight. So let me hear somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.